Welcome, as All In Moment presents, episode 3 of the Hard Rock and Metal Unsigned Music Podcast. I feel like the name changes every time we introduce it, but nonetheless, any band that you're going to hear around the world that you might not hear, you know, on the major platforms, unsigned, hard rock and metal, you're going to find it here on this podcast. My name is Dave. Accompanying me is my bass player, Luke.
Lewis.
Mad late. And on the vocals for the band, sitting to my left, not that you can see it, is Chris Scott. What's up, buddy?
Yo, yo, yo.
We have a fun episode number 3 here, boys. Little background information coming out all the way from Australia. I'm not going to try and do an Australian accent because that would be terrible and people would get offended. I would get hate mail. I don't want that. But we have, and forgive me if I'm mispronouncing this, there are upside down crosses in the band name. I don't know how that's pronounced, but I believe it is pronounced the Crepiter Children.
Crepiter Children.
The Crepiter Children. I forgive me if I'm mispronouncing that. They come from Melbourne, Australia. Founded in 2006 by founding members Ibala Chantel on vocals and guitar. Gotta love the heavy metal chicks. And also, now, once again, forgive me if I mispronounce this because there is a number in the name. It is spelled capital N, the number 8, lowercase r, capital R.
Lowercase O, uppercase R.
That's, what did I say?
Lowercase R, uppercase R.
No, it's an uppercase R.
But I think it's pronounced Nator.
Nator. I think it's Nator.
That makes sense.
It would make sense. So Nator is on guitars and synth. We haven't listened to anything yet. We're going to be watching the music video for the song and the song.
Asleep with your devil.
We're going to be watching the video as we play the audio here for you to listen to, but you can check them out on YouTube. Same as we're doing, you know, as anyone, just go on YouTube. But as I look at the information for these folks, they released their debut album entitled Possessed back in 2010 before touring in the US during 2011. So they got, you know, there's some recognition here. They've been touring. They're all the way from Australia. They've toured in the States. And looking at their website, there's a lot of satanic imagery. I don't know if they're a satanic band. We haven't heard that yet, but
I would imagine they are definitely
black metal,
dark. Because
I would, yeah, going into this,
the very first image, because they share with us a music video on their website. Mm-hmm. You take a look at it. The first image you see is a woman on a floor. It looks like a tile floor with blood all on her and around her. So there may be some satanic things going on here, but hey.
I would, if I'm a betting man, which I am.
Definitely have a feeling it's black metal.
It might be, but then there's synth.
Can't forget to mention, though, they took a hiatus for a little bit of time, and shortly after their hiatus, they reappeared in 2016 and quickly caught the attention of American label Imminence Records. They announced their signing with the release of their Watching You music video on Halloween of that year. So technically, this is a signed band.
Uh-huh.
Technically speaking, this is a signed band, but not many people may know about them. Not many people in the rock community may know about them.
I've never heard of them.
Neither have I.
Before today.
Yeah. So, I mean, you could check out their website. It's www.thecreptorchildren.com. You could take a look at their tour dates. You can learn more about the band, their music, their videos, merchandise, contact info. But right now, let's get right to the song, ladies and gentlemen. This is Asleep With Your Devil by the Crepter Children. La muerte conduce a los ciegos. Mírate de los océanos, no vamos a creer. How would you knock on your wishes to try?
Sleep with your devil.
Boom! There it was.
Boom goes the dynamite.
Boom goes the dynamite. Asleep with Your Devil by the Krepter Children. Boysh, what are our thoughts?
Well, heavy bass and very fast bass drums have always been an appeal to me, especially after listening to Tool, which was my main influence. But, you know, that was tight. I especially liked the pauses, and I could tell, especially the drummer. The drummer is very impeccable with his beats. Like, he's always on time. I just know by listening to this song in particular. I know that he's tight.
Yeah, that was pretty tight, and especially in like today's age. And then, you know, it's hard to tell what's real drums, what's MIDI, and you know. I don't know which one that was, but either way, that song, that sounded fantastic to me. I personally love clean vocals from a woman over like metal, like good, fast, in your face metal like that. You know, I'm a big fan of Hellstorm, one of my favorite
Arch
bands.
Arch Enemy,
but that's scream. That's screaming. You know, I'm talking like,
I know,
you know,
yeah.
Like clean, like Lacuna Coil. You know, that kind of, you know, maybe Flyleaf.
Evanescence.
Yeah, how could you miss Evanescence?
Yeah.
You know, all these bands that have great female front women. Well, I guess it would be weird to say male front women, but, you know, women on the microphone, I really do like it. It was symphonic. I love symphonic. Oh, Nightwish, Epica. You know, I love symphonic metal.
Black metal is my least favorite genre of metal, but I really like this song.
But I, you know what it is? I don't consider that black metal. You know, we said that going into this one. You know,
I mean, if you watch the video, it is pretty black metal.
Oh, the video is black metal, and we could sit here and describe the video, but we'd be doing it injustice.
Yeah, definitely go and check out the video on your own. It's on YouTube, but if you want to get to it quicker, you can go to www.thecryptochildren.com. You could check out, just click on the tab where it says videos. You could check out that song. It's called Asleep With Your Devil. The imagery on it, definitely worth the watch, especially the music, because I think the music and the video pair well with one another. It makes a lot of sense.
I agree.
Yeah, a lot of imagery there. But I do want to also mention that on their website, they have all their music up there, including their album Possessed. They also have the Asleep With Your Devil. I would assume it's an EP. It's got 5 tracks on it. Each of the tracks are under 4 minutes, but there's 5 tracks. There's Watching You, Crazy, Asleep With Your Devil, It's a Game, and Killer. And Possessed has 8 tracks on their album. So this is a band that has produced a lot of music. Like we said before, they've come out of Australia. They seem pretty established in terms of their sound. It's just a matter of expanding and getting more popular. You also can notice on their website that they are endorsed by different companies.
They sound like a signed band.
They are signed. They are a signed band.
And they sound like it too, yeah.
They have, you know, if you heard that on the radio, it's a professional
sound. Yeah, that's a professional sound. I guess they're just not as huge, because even their YouTube video has just under 2,000 views on that one song.
Which in the grand scheme of things is really, you know, to go viral, you need at least tens of thousands of views.
Yeah, you got to be up there in like hundreds of thousands, you know, to really be considered like, oh yeah, I've heard of that band.
Yeah,
not many people probably heard of this band, but they should have. They have a really good sound. It's professional. They're it looks like they're sponsored by Ibanez, Hades Footwear, Vampirus. I can't read the other ones, but you can check it all out.
Did you say Ibanez?
Ibanez.
Ibanez.
Oh wow.
It's all right. The guitar player will correct the singer on that.
I might be keeping tabs on where they're going to be for touring, because I might even get tickets to see them. I'm curious.
You can check out their tour dates too online. You have to like track it though.
I would love to see them live if they're ever over here in the States. I'd love to play on a show with them. I don't know if we'd exactly fit the genre.
We wouldn't. We would not fit the genre.
As far as like, because we're
nobody
metal.
Would book us on
we
a black
play,
metal
you know,
show.
Downtune, but you know you don't scream. You know, Chris, everything you do is
but
nice,
even,
clean.
But even their music, you know, like I'm not a fan of like those death black metal screams and the pick squeals. That song didn't have it. You mentioned before it does have clean vocals.
Very little, but it wasn't the main focal point of the vocals. It was in the background, the screams. There were screams that I detected.
Yeah, but you know what? They weren't overpowering. No. There wasn't like a huge segment dedicated and featuring just those you can't even make out what they're saying type of screams. My mother's, she was a professional singer when she was younger, and she gives me little lessons here and there. She says that I'm a melodic yeller, a melodic screamer in a way. There's a lot of melodic yelling in this. And the woman's voice, she's fantastic. She has a really good voice.
In this caliber of metal, I really think the high pitches of a woman's voice is perfect.
It fits very well.
Plus, it helps that she's absolutely gorgeous, so... That helps.
It fits very well. Check out their website if you want to learn more about them. Check out their music. Their music is on their site. It's been good stuff.
Let me just say this before we wrap this one up.
Go for it.
Going into that song, I love triplets. I really do. You know, not just playing them, but like, you know, Slayer, Raining Blood, you know. They had some nasty, and I mean nasty in a great way.
Oh, yeah.
Some dirty, nasty triplets right in the beginning of that really set the tone for this song. And as soon as we heard that, I was like, oh, let's go. So that made me very excited.
To get you to learn a little bit more about Abolish Antel, check out on the website where you just click on the band. It gives you a nice description of everything. But here's a little segment. Renowned for their catchy hooks and dark fashion sense, which stem from the dark and twisted mind of Abolish Chantal, it's the singer and the guitarist, the band brings to their fans, also known as Freaks, so her fans are called Freaks, her message of creativity, open-mindedness, and positive reflection towards spirituality and the supernatural. Influences from Behemoth, Marilyn Manson, Rob Zombie.
Yeah.
You know, no,
I could
no
totally
doubt
see
it.
As soon as we watched that video, because the video is very demonic, you know. As soon as the video turns on, it was like the devil's version of the birth of Jon Snow, you know, practically. So if you're not a Game of Thrones fan, you have no idea what that means, but regardless. And as soon as that went on, I was like, oh, this looks like a Behemoth video almost with the satanic imagery right off the bat.
And once again, it's Ibanez.
Ibanez,
not Ibanez guitars.
If it's actually,
and it's also not Vampires.
Who said Ibanez?
I did.
First of all, if I'm wrong,
I'm a baseball fan. All right, I'm thinking of Raul Ibanez on the Yankees.
Ibanez.
I'm sorry.
I love it.
I'm sorry, but it's not Vampires either. It's Vampirous Fashion. So I apologize. You can check out who they're endorsed by on their website. They got good stuff. Bottom line. That's good stuff. They have a lot more music to listen to.
Definitely gonna check them out in some of my spare time. See what else they got to offer. If they ever come, you know, to the East Coast, to the States, you know, definitely want to see if I can get down there, see what their live show, because if that's what their video looks like, you know, how in-depth that was, I would love to see what they do on a live stage. I really would.
I would imagine it's pretty insane.
100%.
I feel like the ticket would come with a front row gets wet kind of marker on it.
Or killed.
It would be like that scene out of the Addams Family when everyone just is drenched in blood.
Right?
Yeah. That's what it would be like.
I'm thinking if I wear a white shirt to one of these things, I'm going to leave with red splashes on it.
It would be like going to a Metalocalypse concert where there's a chance you'll die.
A Metalocalypse show? I've seen Death Clock live, so...
No, in the cartoon.
In the cartoon,
like, people are fucking dying in the crowd all the time.
All right, gentlemen, before we sign off, Dave, tell us what All In Moment has coming up.
All In Moment, we're releasing our debut self-titled record June 29th to support it. We are playing... Mother Pugs on Staten Island with some great local acts, Death Cactus, Gamma Ghouls in backup. Check out our social media, our Facebook for more info on that. Right now we're on YouTube, got some cool lyric videos out, a music video out. Check us out there, social media, all that jazz, SoundCloud. Once the album's out, iTunes, Spotify, and all that. Give us a listen. Just as we recommend you do for all these bands that we've had so far, these few bands. This is only episode 3. We got a lot more bands coming up in future episodes. Next episode, I believe we have Gemini Wolves, if I'm not mistaken,
yep,
for the next one. So make sure you check that one out. And this is a fun project. I'm glad I could do this with my boys. Drink a few beers, relax, listen to some good music.
Summer ale.
Absolutely. Some tequila. Some whiskey. Yeah.
Can't wait till we get some fucking gin here.
Some gin? Sure. All the alcohol. All the alcohol.
Yeah. All of it.
For David Cohen, for Luke Lewis, this is All Moment. I'm Chris Scott, and we are out of here. See you next time for episode 4.